again, and welcome to our program. We continue in our series on the subject of Nehemiah and the revival of the remnant. Chapter 2, verse number 11, and we read here that Nehemiah said, "So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I rose in the night, I and some few men with me. Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode upon. And I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well, and to the dung port, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem, which were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then I went on to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook, and viewed the wall, and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley, and so returned." As we have seen in our previous programs, Nehemiah has left his very plush situation back there in the palace, and he's come with a desire and a deep concern for God's people and the situation that needed to be revived. Now, the thing that we see here is he spent some time, he went out by night, and he viewed the walls of Jerusalem. That is, he went out and had an honest appraisal of how things really were. Before we look at this portion of Scripture, make this your prayer. Lord, open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Help me to view the situation as it really is, and then do what you want me to do.
Open my eyes that I may see glimpses of truth thou hast for me. Place in my hands the wonderful key that shall unclasp and set me free. Silently now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my eyes, illumine me. Spirit divine. Thus who share now I wait for thee. Ready, my God, thy will to see. Open my heart, illumine me. Spirit divine.
As we get to this portion of Scripture, we see that Nehemiah is on a very important survey trip. He said in verse 11, "So I came to Jerusalem and was there 3 days, and I rose in the night, I and some few men with me." Wasn't very many of them, and they rose in the night. They sacrificed a little bit of sleep here. He said, "Neither told I any man what my God had put in my heart to do at Jerusalem, neither was there any beast with me save the beast that I rode upon." So first of all, he's having a survey trip here. He's not going to work yet. And he said in verse 13, "And I went out by night by the gate of the valley." This is very important, what gates they looked at here. We'll look at it in the programs ahead. He said, "I went out by night by the gate of the valley, even before the dragon well. Then he went to the dung port, or the dung gate, and viewed the walls of Jerusalem that were broken down, and the gates thereof were consumed with fire. Then," he said, verse 14, "I went on to the gate of the fountain." Very important. Going to the valley gate, going to the dung gate, then going to the gate of the fountain, and to the king's pool, but there was no place for the beast that was under me to pass. Then went I up in the night by the brook and viewed the wall, and turned back and entered by the gate of the valley, back to the valley gate, and so returned. Now we have one little insignificant little word here. It says, "So," verse 11, "so I came to Jerusalem." That word "so" is found 32 times in the book of Nehemiah. "So" is a little word that refers back to something that was previously said. And so back in Nehemiah chapter 1, verse number 3, we have the circumstances here concerning the situation. And it says there, "The remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire." "So," he said, chapter 2 and verse 4, "so I prayed." Chapter 2, verse 11, "So I came to Jerusalem." And chapter 4, verse 6, "So we built the wall." It's not just a matter of talking about it here, it's a matter of getting something done. And so we see that he went and he surveyed the situation at Jerusalem. Nehemiah came to Jerusalem, that is, he's willing to face the facts. Nehemiah arose in the night, he was willing to sacrifice some time. Nehemiah, it says, had some few men with him who were willing to work. They went by the gate of the valley, which represents humility. And if we're going to see revival, we're going to have to humble ourselves. If my people, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked way, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal the land. We look at say, "Oh, I'm not wicked." That word "wicked" in the Hebrew has been translated wrong. It just means they'll turn from their wrong way. Then we see here that he went to the gate of the valley, which represents humility. The second thing he did was he went to the dung gate, which means, all right, next thing we need to do is get the garbage out. Then he went to the gate of the fountain, which represents the Holy Spirit. And if the Holy Spirit is not in charge, there's not going to be a real revival. And then he went back to the gate of the valley. And once again, he has a good hard look at that gate that represents humility, because if we are not willing to humble ourselves, we are not going to see a revival. Then we see here in verse number 16, it says, "And the rulers knew not whither I went or what I did, neither had I as yet told it to the Jews, nor to the priests, nor to the nobles, nor to the rulers, nor to the rest that did the work. Then said I unto them, Ye see the distress that we are in, how Jerusalem lieth waste, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. Come, let us build up the wall of Jerusalem, that we be no more a reproach. Then I told them of the hand of my God, which was good upon me, as also the king's words that he had spoken unto me. And they said, Let us rise up and build. So they strengthened their hands for this good work." Now back here in verse number 16, we see that Nehemiah is pointing out to the rulers what is going on. Isn't that interesting? Here comes somebody. He's not a prophet. He's not a priest. He's not a king. He's just somebody with a deep desire that he could see things straightened out and be glorifying to God. And so we see the leadership here, the rulers and the priests and the nobles and the Jews that are all coming to the temple, are going through the motions at the temple there. Just like us, they have their order of service and they think everything's all right. And so he says to them, "Do you see the distress that we are in?" And then he told them, the leadership, of the hand of his God that was good upon him. And then they said, "Let us rise up and build." So they, the leadership, strengthened their hands for this good work. So as we mentioned in a previous program, revivals do not begin with the leadership. They begin with the fellowship. They begin with someone who was not in a position of leadership, but was willing to let God use him to stir these leaders up to get the job done. Well, previously we read that when they got there, Sanballat and Tobiah were going to give them a hard time. But not only that, in verse 19, they picked up someone else to help them hinder the things of God. It says in 19, "But when Sanballat the Horonite and Tobiah the servant of the Amorite and Geshem the Arabian heard it, they laughed us to scorn and despised us and said, What is this thing that ye do? Will ye rebel against the king?" And then Nehemiah, this young fellow who's going to try and get things done with the power of God on his life, he said, "Then answered I them and said unto them, The God of heaven, he will prosper us. Therefore we his servants will arise and build, but ye have no portion, nor right, nor memorial in Jerusalem." You see, Nehemiah was willing to face the facts, and he was willing to face the future. Well, in Nehemiah chapter 3, the building program gets underway, and we read in chapter 3, verse 1, about the sheep gate, verse 3, the fish gate, verse 6, the old gate, verse 13, the valley gate, verse 14, the dung gate, verse 15, the gate of the fountain, chapter 3 and 26, the water gate, 28, the horse gate, chapter 3 and 29, the east gate, and then in chapter 3 and verse 31, the gate Mifked, and 32, the sheep gate. Notice, it starts with the sheep gate, and it ends with the sheep gate. Jesus said, "I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end." The sheep gate represents our relationship with Jesus Christ. That must be the priority if we're going to see revival in this age of apostasy. And so in Nehemiah chapter 2 and verse number 18, we read, "They strengthened their hands for this good work." Remember, it says in the book of James, faith without works is dead.
Sound the battle cry, see the foe is nigh, raise the standard high for the Lord. Urge your armor on, stand firm everyone, rest your cause upon his holy word. Rouse then, soldiers, rally round the banner, ready, steady, pass the word along. Onward, forward, shout aloud, Hosanna, Christ is captain of the mighty throng.
the foe, marching as we go, while our cause we know must prevail. Shield and banner bright, gleaming in the light, battling for the right we dare and fail. And the victory's won, may we wear a crown before thy face. Rouse and soldiers, rally round the banner.